America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We've got an exciting hour straight ahead, and I want to thank all of the great affiliate stations for being on board with us each and every week. We're picking up more and more. More of my former Motor News Weekly affiliate stations for another network. I was there doing that show for a couple of years, and 8 years before that, I was the host of Motor Trend Radio, and it's going to take some time, but slowly but surely, we're bringing more and more of those stations over to where they should be, right here on Auto World. Auto World is a program I started more than 20 years ago in another time slot. It continues in the older time slot, but we've expanded into these new hours so we can be back on our great radio stations all across North America. And if you would like to call in to our very special guest, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book in this hour of the broadcast, you can do so by simply dialing 855-660 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email. I'll give you two email addresses. I've been giving Bob at BobLongRadio.com is kind of my default one, but it just dawned on me I could have that forwarded I could have another domain forwarded, another email address, and that's a simpler one. It's Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. That's going to forward right into my other email account, Bob@BobLongRadio.com. So either way, we've got you covered. Phil Skinner is going to be talking about some free tickets he's going to be giving away. We're also giving away free wash drop samples. Wash drops is a product I've known about for the past 2 years or so. Environmentally friendly. You only use one bucket of water and about an ounce of this fluid, and you wash one portion of your vehicle at a time. It is not abrasive. And you can use it on glass. You can use it on rubber, you can use it on a brand new car, you can use it on a classic car. You simply hose your vehicle off after washing and wipe it dry, and it's environmentally friendly. You can pour it onto your vegetable garden, you can pour it on your flower bed, and we've got a whole slew of samples we'd like to give out to you. So shoot me an email, Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob@BobLongRadio.com, and we'll hook you up with that. Also, when you get a chance, I've got a brand new podcast. That's right. Kind of melding all of my automotive radio shows together in one. If you go to the iTunes music store, look under podcast, it's under automotiveradionetwork.com, and you will find a plethora of automotive programs produced by yours truly that you can subscribe to. And I'm sure as we get more and more subscribers, that our very special guest, Phil Skinner, will be getting lots of emails from that venue, as he did in the past with my former Motor Trend show. Speaking of the mystery man himself, he's one of my favorites in all of the automotive world when it comes to collector cars and the collector car world. There's no better gentleman in the entire world. If you want a free estimate of value during this hour of the program of your rare car, antique car, classic car, unusual car, we would love to hear from you. Or if Phil posed this question, and I love it, if you would like to share with us your best drive-in movie experience, back seat or front seat, we will definitely be interested in taking that call or fielding that email. The best drive-in movie experience, back seat or front seat. You don't see that many drive-in movie theaters around these days anymore. I know where I live on Cape Cod, there's one that I'm familiar with. There's a gigantic one not that far from where I live in Braintree, Massachusetts. It's been converted to a flea market and also a parking area for Logan Airport in Boston for commuters. But many of us remember drive-in movie theaters. Hopefully you do. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Kyle is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls, or shoot us an email. Well, let's welcome this mystery man, one of my favorites in the automotive world. He is a tremendous contributor to this show, has vast knowledge, and one of the nicest guys out there. Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Welcome aboard to Auto World. How you doing, Phil?
Good, morning, Bob. It's from a gray, cloudy, rainy Southern California. We greet you this morning.
Wow, what's that old Albert Hammond song? It never rains in Southern California. He's wrong today, huh?
It's wrong today, but 2 days ago it was 95 degrees here, so we're having some definitely, if you don't like the weather, just stick around for a while moments.
Very good. Well, let's remind folks right off the top, Phil does so much traveling in the course of a year. I always hesitate to ask how much traveling he does because it's that much, but he's going to be heading out to a couple of really cool auctions in Indiana, and I understand, Phil, through your vast connections, you've arranged for some tickets to the spring auction in Auburn, Indiana, and also for the six-day-long Mecum Spring Classic coming up in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tell us about when these are going to be happening and how folks can get a hold of these tickets.
All right. Well, first of all, is Auctions America. They're doing their annual Spring Auburn sale. It's basically it's a 3-day sale. It starts this coming Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday. Thursday is strictly memorabilia. Friday and Saturday are going to be about 450 to 500 cars being offered. And if you would send me an email, pskinner@kbb.com, I have five pairs of tickets that Donnie Gould, who is the president and CEO of Auctions America, has said, Phil, you guys got listeners on your on Bob Long's program. Why don't you give away some tickets? And I said, okay. So he gave me five pairs to give away. All you have to do, send me an email, and I will be glad to put you on the comp list. And that's at pskinner@kbb.com.
Excellent.
And then the following week, actually starting on Tuesday, which I believe is the 11th, is it? Let me see. Look, magic map here. Actually, on Tuesday the 14th, we're going to be starting the giant six-day-long Mecum auction at the Indiana State Fairgrounds in Indianapolis. And again, Dana Mecum, who says, Phil, you're a really nice guy. You do a great job on with Bob Long on the radio. Here's some more tickets. He's going to give me also five pairs of tickets. And these are VIP passes that are good for the whole week. So if you have an interest in coming down to Indianapolis, the following week for the Mecum sale, please, again, pskinner@kbb.com. It's one event per entry. So in other words, you can't get, you know, hey, I want both tickets. You can only go to one or the other off the free passes. So
but
do that,
sense.
And that's kind of our way of saying thank you for listening to Bob Long Radio.
Thank you so much, Phil. That is fantastic, and I know we're going to have a lot of listeners in the Indy area and also in the Auburn, Indiana area, and folks travel from all over North America for these events. I've become a big fan of, for the first time in my life, I am addicted here to Velocity Television and the automotive television. I didn't used to have cable TV in my former home, but I have it here in this rental home that I'm in right now. And love watching the Mecum auctions and all the cool stuff that they've got going on. Dana does a great job with those auctions. Of course, Craig Jackson does a great job with his stuff on Speed, and our good friend Matt Stone does a wonderful job doing commentary there on Speed. But there's nothing like that Mecum fast-paced action.
Well, you know, Mecum, Barrett Jackson has really evolved into more of a show. They have a lot of celebrities, and they have, oh, look at this special thing here. They do a wonderful job of raising money for charity. But Dana Mecum is, here's what the meat of the product is, and that's selling cars fast and furious, nonstop. They go for 13, 14 hours a day, 30 cars an hour. It's amazing to watch it in person and to be able to be there and watch, see the TV.
What a treat.
John Kramen is their absolute
Hold
best.
Hold that thought, Phil. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14.7690. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.1460, $753.30 for a half ounce, or $378.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.1460, $757.30, and $378.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Jay Leno is arguably the most famous automotive collector in the world as being the host of The Tonight Show. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World. We're having lots of fun. Phil Skinner joins us live from the Kelley Blue Book, where he is collector car market editor, and we're asking you to call in on a couple of things. You want a free estimate of value on your vehicle? We always do that anytime Phil is with us. You've got a rare car, antique car, something special. You want to know how much it's worth in today's marketplace? Phil can help you out with that. You have an auction question, help you out with that. Or if you want to share with us, this one can be a little bit, R-rated or more, but we would love to hear from you. Do you have the courage to tell us about your best drive-in movie experience? back seat or front seat. We would love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking about all the cool tickets. Phil is giving away five pairs to the spring auctions in Auburn, Indiana. This is the Auctions America event. Five tickets, five pairs of tickets, and also an amazing amount, 10 complimentary tickets for the six-day-long Mecum Spring Classic coming up in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we were talking about the great coverage that you can see on the Velocity Channel. And you were mentioning, Phil, about John Crayman and the rest of the crew. I can tell, listening and watching the broadcast, that these guys are having a whole lot of fun doing the presentation.
He says he can't believe he's getting paid to do this. And it's kind of, you know, I enjoy my cars. I get going out and playing with the cars, and I often sit there and go, I can't believe they're paying me to play with the old cars. We were just up this weekend. I was doing some work for another auction house in Wyoming, and it was one man's collection, and I was supposed to go in there and catalog it for this auction house. And I'm sitting there playing with these neat old cars and going, and I'm getting paid for this. Until it started to snow, and then we came back out of there.
Oh, yes, definitely. But that's the way to go. I mean, if you can get paid to do what you love, that is the ultimate as far as I'm concerned. 855-660-4261. This is the time of the year, especially in certain areas of the country. I'm based here in the Northeast, and we have a lot of listeners in the Midwest and in other areas of the country where folks tend to tuck away their collector car for the winter months. And I know there's a gentleman next door to me that has a Porsche, and he treats it like it's a Duesenberg, to say the least. And getting ready to get that collector car back on the road. Tell us about some of the preventance maintenance and some of the things that folks should be thinking about when doing so, taking that stored vehicle out of the garage and putting it back on the road.
Well, I think the biggest thing to do is just basically a checking out of the basic systems, cooling system, Porsche. Gee, you don't have to usually do much for that cooling system. But brakes, make sure your electrics are all in order, and just getting the car up there. The big thing, I think, in storing a car for the winter was using a product that stabilizes the gasoline, the fuel, because if fuel sits in a car for 5-6 months, it starts to caramelize and everything else. So
yep.
One of the things you have to really do is make sure that fuel system is up to snuff. And that's kind of the biggest things I think we have to do there.
So true. And, you know, I'll fess up. I made a mistake a couple of years ago. I have a Corvette that I bought brand new when I was single. And it's a 1998 C5 Corvette. I should have turned it in 2006 when I was still single, and I probably could have had a new one. But instead of that, I took the high road and you know, bought the big ring and you know, got the house and all that kind of stuff. And I parked it after my daughter was born a couple of years ago, and I didn't expect to do this, Phil. It wasn't planned, you know, and it was just something that happened. You know, I got so busy having a baby and being an older dad, to say the least, and, you know, trying to help out my wife plus work, and my Corvette sat there, you know, for, you know, a good 15, 16, 17 months. And I said to myself, oh, boy, you know, I can't start this thing up. And I had it towed, and sure enough, it set me back mega bucks just to get that vehicle up and running again.
Well, you know, like I say, there's a regular checklist out there of things you should do. You know, again, as I said, the fuel, checking all the fluids is important, engine oil, power steering and transmission fluid. Look at the hoses and the belts. Make sure there's not cracked or brittle. I know on my own occasion, I started a car up that had been stalled, hadn't been run for years, or for a couple of years. And the first thing that happened is the radiator hose blew off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, gee, it was good when I parked it. And the story I often hear, well, it was great. Well, the car ran when we parked it. Well, if it ran, why did you park it?
Yeah,
exactly. That's the question. You see people who are selling a car, they'll say that. The exhaust system, that's another thing to look for. Make sure the hangers are all in good shape. Heating system, if you are still, because it's still kind of cool out here in many parts of the country, so want to make sure your heaters are working. Tires, check the sidewalls, the air pressure on them. Make sure they're all up. And then the wipers, your windshield wipers. Even though, you know, how many times have we been caught in summer rains and you turn on your windshield wipers and you watch these little frayed pieces of rubber go whipping across your windshield, but next thing you know, you got little scratches in your windshield. So, just normal, common sense things to check on your vehicle before you take it out of the cold storage, so to speak.
855-660-4261 from the Kelly Blue Book, where he is collector car market editor. Phil Skinner is with us for the entire hour. Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Shoot us an email with your vehicle if you want a free estimate of value, if you want to fess up about, I love this one here, your best drive-in movie experience, back seat or front seat.
And we could also say, how many people have ever snuck somebody into the trunk, and what's the highest number we've ever done that with?
Oh, that's a good one. It sounds like you have some experience with that, Phil. Can you fess up? Have you actually done that in your time?
Well, I have a story I have to tell you. This goes back to my high school days. I was dating this girl, and I took her to a drive-in movie, and we started hugging and kissing, and I said, you want to get the back seat? She goes, no. So we did some more hugs and kisses and other things. Says, you want to get a back seat? She goes, no. We hugged and kissed. The windshield steamed up. Couldn't even see the movie. I said, want to get in the back seat? She goes, no. I said, why don't you want to get in the back seat? Because I want to stay up front here with you, she says.
Very good. A classic story.
It's true. I made it up myself.
855-660-4261. Bob at Bob Long Radio. Bob at Bob. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Phil, let's talk about another interesting hot topic. And it's simple, but, you know, we have a lot of people listening to us right now. We're not necessarily car folks. So when we come back on the other side, we're going to tell people what a VIN number is. Because, you know, people out there may not know. Younger folks, they may not know what a VIN number is. When we come back, that and more with Phil Skinner, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Folks are emailing me up with questions for Phil Skinner as far as estimate of value of your vehicle, but we still have open phone lines, and to be honest with you, we'll take the call lines first. So 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Phil is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and before we go any further, why don't we plug a little Kelley Blue Book action here. Phil, you guys have got some spectacular stuff there.
That's right, Bob. KBB.com is a lot more than just getting a value on your vehicle back to 1993. And that's free. You can do that. And there's also it's a great resource for buying a new car, because we have a lot of reviews. We have a whole team that does nothing but study and review new vehicles. We have our sources out there. We have cost of ownership studies that tell you, besides buying the car, how much is it going to cost you to run that car daily?
Yeah.
And a number of other resources. KBB.com is just filled with resources, a plethora of things out there that if you have any interest in anything automotive, you know, come on by, check KBB.com. And the nice thing is, you as the end user, it's absolutely free.
And that's always music to everybody's ears in 2013. Anything that you can get for free that's going to be so valuable, that's just a great service. Phil, before the bottom of the hour break there, you know, I'm sure there are people listening to us right now, younger folks. I shouldn't say just younger folks, but there are just people that don't know what a VIN is. So explain to our listeners what exactly a VIN is.
Well, VIN is Vehicle Identification Number. And I always hear people say, oh, yeah, what's the VIN number of the car? But what you're saying effectively is a redundancy of what is the Vehicle Identification Number. But so a VIN is a abbreviation for Vehicle Identification Number. Every car has one, and it's the number that your car that's unique to your car. And ever since 1981, the United States, all the cars sold in the United States have a 17-digit VIN that basically tells where the car was built, who built it, what type of car it is, what's, you know, sometimes the engine and the trans. believe it or not, there's a code in there for what type of passenger restraint system, seat belts or airbags. There's a engine code and a location where the car was actually built and then a unit number. All of that is coded into your VIN. It's interesting, before 1980, or 1980 and before, every car manufacturer was up to their own how to create an ID number.
Yeah.
And some of the numbers were pretty creative. Some were very basic. Ferrari, one of the most exciting cars out there, it was a simple little number. They started at number one in 1948 and just kept on building up numbers. And it's like, okay, well, our number is 75,848. And so there was nothing in there to tell you the model or the identification or anything like that. And it kind of was interesting. I've studied vehicle identification numbers prior to 1980 because with my work with Kelley Blue Book and my previous law enforcement work, that was very important with learning what they were meant to read. One of my first nights on patrol, there was an auto theft detective there, and I remember watching him go over to a car, look at the ID number, and immediately tell, oh, this is a 1970 Dodge Challenger, and it came with a 440 cubic inch V8 engine, and it was built at the Hamtramck assembly plant. And I'm like, how do you know that? He just showed me the VIN number, and I was, at that point on, I said, I've got to learn how to read these two. And that's how we kind of fell into that. And but after that, the 17-digit VINs, this is Carfax and other VIN resources. They can only go back to 1981 when this thing was standardized. You put an earlier ID number in and it's a record not a file. Their files don't have the previous records because nothing was standardized. And once everything is standardized, they can do it. Kelley Blue Book has two full-time people, and their only job is to what they call track VIN numbers, and that means figure out what each VIN number means, go through the codes and everything else, and that's, again, that's another resource at Kelley Blue Book that's there is just figuring out what your ID number means. A lot of people, when they buy a car, they get a piece of paper, and they say, yep, I got the car. I just bought a 2007 Toyota Camry. Yay, I got my new car. And they never check those ID numbers.
Mm.
And that's something you need to do. Most cars since 1968, the ID number is on the dashboard or on the windshield pillar. You always have to check those numbers and make sure they match your paperwork. And I get called on a lot of auctions to go and check ID numbers. And you'd be surprised how many cars come up. And people with older cars have never even looked at their ID numbers. Don't know where they are. And so for us, it's kind of a little, what would you call it, scavenger hunt to try and find where the ID numbers are on some of these older cars. We do have some guides and books, but sometimes they're not there. And the worst problem we're having is with street rods, cars that are constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Put together from, say, a TCI chassis and a Chevy 350 V8 and a Westcott body, and they put this whole package together, and there's no ID number on the car anywhere. And people say, well, I know it's my car. And we have to come back and say, well, prove it to me. Show me a number. Your title has a number. Show me that number on your car somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clueless. They have no idea. And at a lot of auctions, they reject those cars. I'm sorry, we cannot sell your car because we don't know what's your car.
Yeah. I understand last week you had an encounter with a Cadillac, a 1957 Cadillac. Tell us about that.
We were, again, up in Wyoming cataloging a sale for an upcoming auction, and there was a 1957 Cadillac, and I happened to look at insurance paper in the car with the car registration number, and the number on it wasn't an ID number. It was the body code number that every Cadillac of that model had. And I looked and said, that's not the right number. So, again, we had to go searching, and I fortunately knew about where that VIN number was, cleaned the frame, found the proper chassis number. Cadillacs are one of the toughest, too, because Cadillac never put a build plate or an ID plate on their car until 1968 when they were required to by federal law. and we found the number on the chassis. And it's no problem to generate a new title in that proper number. It just has to be inspected by a member of law enforcement. Say, yeah, that's the right number. And these are common mistakes. And again, things that car owners, when you buy a car, own a car, it's interesting. And there's all sorts of resources online to tell you exactly what your car, where your car came from. With a 17-digit VIN, the very first digit or character is either a number or a letter, and it tells you what country your car was made in.
Mm-hmm.
A few months back, I was at an auction, and a guy had a 1986 Chevrolet El Camino. And I said, boy, great-looking Mexican car. He says, no, that car is all American. I said, no, this car was made in Mexico. And the serial number started with the number 3. And he had no idea that his car had been built in Mexico.
Oh, that is absolutely great. 855-660-4261. We'll begin diving through this plethora of callers and emails here. Let's begin with Billy Ray in Oxford, Mississippi. He's got a 1965 Ford Mustang. It is white in color, and it's got a 289 engine. Air conditioning, and it has been restored, and it shows very well, and the odometer is showing 43,246 miles. When we come back, Phil, you can decipher that one for our friend down in Mississippi, and then we got another Mustang question for you, and room for more callers as well at 855-660-4261.
Burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to have to hold this topic for another week because it's too good to let go. We want to know about some drive-in, either front seat or back seat stories from perhaps your teens or your 20s or any time. We would love to hear your personal story. 855-660-4261, of course, anytime. Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, is with us. We always like to take as many calls and emails as possible on estimate of values, and we have a gentleman anxiously awaiting Phil's appraisal of a 65 Mustang, a white 65 Mustang, 43,246 miles. What kind of dollar figure would you put on that vehicle, Phil?
Well, one of the things he forgot to tell us is what body style it is, because 65 Mustang, you had three body styles. You had a convertible, you had the coupe, and you had the 2+2 fastback.
Well, let me see, it's the coupe. It is definitely the coupe, because he sent me a picture of it. It's a white coupe.
Oh, okay. Well, that was the most popular model. Today, with the base V8 engine, which I think you said he had, 289, in absolute pristine condition, those cars are actually approaching the $27,000-$28,000 mark. The convertibles are way above the $30,000 mark. And the fastbacks are very popular, also hitting right around the $30,000 mark. And as we know, a lot of those 2+2s were converted by some old Texan guy who created something called the Shelby GT500 or GT350 back then, and those cars are actually starting to come back very strong. We're looking at the those cars hitting up $200,000 right now.
And here's another Mustang. This one is from William, who's in Redwood City, California, listening online at GCNlive.com and also AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. 64.5 Mustang coupe. It's also white. 91,097 miles. 260 V8. And he says it's clean. And let's see if there's any other notes here. Just clean is what he writes here. So, AM radio, no air conditioning, and he says it may need a little bit of TLC. What do you think, Phil?
Well, again, we're talking about the same basic car. In actuality, when the Mustang came out, it was brought out as a 1965 model. The early production cars, those that were built from March of 1964 up till August of 1964, many people refer to them as a 64.5 model. They're technically early 65s. And what happened is in August, they shut down production of the 1964 model year. They were building Falcons and Fairlanes and Galaxies. And all of that production shut down for what they did, a major model changeover. Well, there were so many improvements on the Ford Mustang. There is a big difference between the early 64, what we call, a lot of people call 64 and a half, and the later 65 production. Technically, it's still a 65 Mustang, but it is an early production car, lots of little differences, and I give a little bit of a premium, especially with that 260 small block V8 engine, rated 164 horsepower, was new. Again, in absolute pristine condition, $27,000, $28,000 today. And the nice thing is that you can go down and buy just about any part you want to do the restoration, from soft trim to trim. Even sheet metal can be purchased to make your old Mustang a new pony.
Here's an interesting vehicle. This is also out of California. We're getting a lot of response here from, this is Colton, California. I don't know exactly where Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N.
It's part of the Inland Empire.
Okay, great.
Down in Southern California.
The gentleman's name is Bob, and he's got a Lotus Esprit. That's right. It's a 40th anniversary edition Lotus Esprit Turbo. He says, beautiful condition, number 57 of 88 made, with 27,500 miles on it. The Esprit ran for a long time when you stop and think about it. It was, of course, used in the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me, 76, I believe, was the first one, and it ran right through the late 90s. What about this one, an 88, which is a turbo 40th anniversary edition? That must be 40th anniversary edition of Lotus.
More or less, Lotus actually started production, what we call civilian production, with the Elite in 1958. So it was kind of a 40th anniversary of the Lotus. Actually, it'd be probably a 98 if it's a 40th anniversary. It should be a 58 to 98 would be 40th.
Maybe it's a typo here.
These cars are always an interest. They have a pretty strong following. Lotus people are just kind of strange. I had a roommate for a while. I had a 69 Lotus Elan Plus 2, and that car spent a lot more time in his mechanic's garage than it did his.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
That mechanic's kids are all, you know, have real college educations, thanks to my former roommate. Anyway, though, the Lotuses, they're not overly expensive, $25,000 to $30,000. You can probably get up a vehicle in that area today. This is a car that really would require individual, shall we say, appraisal and an inspection. But it's safe to say, if it's in really, really good condition, it should be a $25,000 to $30,000 car.
Excellent. Now, here's a really old car. This one comes out of Aberdeen, Maryland. It's a 1929 Packard Deluxe 8 Packard, and it's got 49,216 miles on it. And this comes from Howard. And let me see if he writes any other things that
like
we might
a body type?
Yeah, body type would be nice. Let's see. Yeah, that's something, if you're going to write me, it's a Packard Deluxe. So
yeah. Well, again, this collection I just did up in Wyoming, there were two Packards in there. There was a 1928 Packard. That was the last of the six-cylinder Packards. That car probably has a value, a touring car with a dual windshield, and that car probably has a $75,000 to $85,000 range. If it's a sedan, unfortunately, they're not the most sought-after car. Still a $28,000 car. If it's a coupe, little coupe or something, you're looking at a car probably can do in the $50,000 to $55,000 range. Again, depending on condition, Packards, there were a number that had custom coachwork. That can also add a great deal to the overall value. There are just so many variables. And this is one of the issues we have when people want to know values of their car, and that is to let us know what type of body it has and, general condition. And body style is very, very important.
Oh, it is, absolutely. Phil, before we run out of time here, once again, remind the folks in the great state of Indiana of the two magnificent offers that you've got on the table for them.
That's right. next weekend, next Friday, Saturday, Auctions America, Auburn, Indiana. The following week, 6 days of auction action at Mecum Auction in Indianapolis. I have 5 pairs of tickets for each sale. Just send me an email, pskinner@kbb.com. The first 5 for each one of those sales, I'll get you a pair of tickets.
Excellent. Let's take one more email here. We're getting a bunch of emails. Today is official email day here on the farm.
And they can email me at pskinner.com with, or pskinner@kbb.com with any questions.
This is a Porsche. This is a 928 from 1985 from Smithtown, New York. And the gentleman's name is Leroy, and he says it's silver, leather interior, automatic, moonroof, 73,534 miles on it. It's an 85, which I don't believe had the quad cam engine. I think that didn't come till 86 when they went to the 928S. But nevertheless, you know, this is a car that you either love it or hate it, and I kind of go both ways with this car, Phil. Sometimes I absolutely love them, and other times I say, like, oh, boy, it's kind of funky. In its day, I remember Chubba Chetta, the former editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, saying to me that, you know, this was an engineering masterpiece, and when you stop and think about the transmission was in the back, and it was very futuristic.
That's right. And today in the collector market, again, the 928S is just, all Porsches have seemed to be really taking off, but 928S is a later model classic. We're looking at those cars. They're hitting the $22,000, $23,000 range in nice shape, and whereas a few years ago they were $13,000, $14,000 cars.
Wow,
we've really seen an increase in interest and value on those vehicles.
Appreciation is the word. pskinner@kbb.com. Email Phil. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Bob. You have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody else. I'm Bob Long.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.